This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlat. Joshua Landis, we have to talk about the Middle East once again, first weekend of the new year, but always big news. Saudi Arabia executed this week a Shiite cleric, along with a number of others, Sunni jihadists. But this is what made the news because of their tensions with Iran, because of the obviously the Sunni Shia, you know, sectarian violence that's going on. People seem to couch it in those terms, but perhaps there's something more going on here. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened and what might be behind this?
Well, and Saudi Arabia cut relations with Iran because Iran, as a result of the execution of this Shiite cleric, allowed a big mob to attack the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Saudi Arabia immediately cut relations, and a bunch of other Gulf states did. The Arab Emirates, Bahrain, so forth, cut relations with Saudi Arabia. So this imperils peace talks that America is trying to coach on Syria, which put for the first time Iran and Saudi Arabia into the same room. Who was this cleric? Nimr al-Nimr. The name means tiger, tiger. He had been an outspoken Shiite cleric. At the beginning of the Arab Spring, 2010-11, he had rallied Shiite crowds that demonstrated in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia. That's the oil province. 15% of Saudis are Shiites. They have been discriminated against and they're angry. Big demonstrations broke out during the Arab Spring. They were calling death to the Saudi family and so forth. So it was very incendiary. And this cleric had a prominent role in those. He has openly asked for secession of the eastern provinces, which have all the oil, from Saudi Arabia. So the Saudis saw this as, we cannot let this kind of a cleric continue to speak out. Now, and they did, as you brought up, they did execute 43 Sunni terrorists who had been involved with al-Qaeda and had blown things up in Saudi Arabia. So the Saudis say, hey, we're just keeping the kingdom safe. This is all about national security. We're killing more Sunnis than we did Shiites, but you cannot go around demanding secession.
But there also seems to be another domestic political element to this too in Saudi Arabia, doesn't there? That it's not just the Sunni versus Shia, but that Saudi Arabia has been very engaged with the United States and others in fighting ISIS, a Sunni organization. And so there's been some internal struggle or criticism of the Saudi regime for that reason. And so maybe they're reaching out and saying, hey, look, we're actually not just fighting Sunnis out there around the world that are causing trouble, but we're actually still focused on Iran and the Shiite problem.
Saudi Arabia is using sectarianism. The war in Yemen is going badly. Prices of oil have collapsed.
How this relates to the price of oil is really interesting.
It is important, and it's important. Saudi Arabia ran a deficit of $100 billion last year, and because oil is at $35 a barrel, and there's a lot of internal criticism. So, in a sense, by inflaming nationalism, religious nationalism, this is going to shore up domestic
support within Saudi Arabia, which is struggling because of this oil crisis, if you will, in the terms of the price. So they're producing more. We're producing more. Iran is going to start producing more. Russia's producing more. Everybody's producing more, which, of course, is not, making the price of oil go up.
It's going to create more pain for these oil-producing countries. And you're right. We would have expected that the price of oil would have shot up after this.
Because of these tensions, right? That's usually what happens. These tensions happen and prices of oil go up.
And that's largely because of China, because contemporaneous with this was the shuttering Chinese stock market and declarations that industrial production was falling in China, or at least was moving down below around 6% instead of 10, 11% as it had been. So this stock market collapse and fears has caused oil prices to collapse because it means demand is going to go down. And the whole world, and of course Oklahomans, are watching this and very anxious as well.
Well, Joshua, I think this case, again, is a reminder that we can't just look at what's going on in the Middle East from that any one perspective, that it's religious or political, but definitely economic and global in nature. So, yes, the importance of worldviews. Thank you so much, Joshua, as always, for being here.
Always a pleasure talking with you.